Hey, and thanks for calling into customer service. This is Marcel. How can I help?
Oh, yes, my name is Josephine Howard, and I just received, I had emailed your customer service department, well, customer care department to get more information about a delivery to my address. And it's telling me to track the number of the delivery, but I needed to know exactly what was delivered and how much was the shipping fee.
Yeah, sure thing, sure thing. So here, let me try to pull up an account for you and see what we have. Let me get your zip code.
45237.
45237. All right, and one more time for that first and last name.
First name is Josephine, last name is Howard.
Okay, Miss Howard, give me one moment. Let's see. There we are. Okay, found it. All right, and for security purposes, just verify your shipping address for me.
1215 Regent Avenue, 45237, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. Loading up your account here. All right, here we are. So let's see. All right. So yes, I do have your account pulled up here. Looks like in December 13th, 2021. You started the, or you paid the ship, I'm sorry, the shipping and handling, for a spy cam. That sound familiar?
Yes, I think so. And it
Oh.
said it was free.
Yes, ma'am. So the charges that you see here on your account, what that is so with the spy cam, it also drafted you into an online store. That was outlined in the terms and conditions. But basically, paying this fee, this monthly fee, you would basically be a VIP member for this discount store online. You should have received an email kind of giving you a description of it so that you can go in and see if there's anything else that you might like within the store. It gives you like 75, 50% off of various items and a $125 gift card to use within that store. But yes, ma'am, that's the fee for being a member of that store.
Okay, well, I don't see where that would benefit me, and I'd be interested.
Okay.
So I did dispute it with my credit card because it didn't tell me that I'm going to be charged $49 a month. Is that what the monthly thing is? Yeah, that's ridiculous. How can I get you to close this account on your end?
Oh, I'm already ahead of you. I'm getting that started now for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And if you have pen and paper, I can go ahead and get you that cancellation number, okay?
Okay, what's the cancellation number?
It is going to be C as in Charlie or C as in cancel, number 258-772-861. So again, that's C 258-772-861.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me sure. I think I see 258-772-861.
861, that's it.
Okay, now, at the time when I agreed to pay, yeah, I think the shipping fee was like $7.95, okay? And does that show on your record?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now I did dispute that $7.95, so I can pay you. Now, this is what I want to know. Was the camera free?
Yes, ma'am. So all that you would pay for that was the shipping and handling. But like I said, outside of that was the online store. That's the charge you see on your account, the additional charges you see on your account.
Okay, but they did not specify any of that when I ordered the camera and agreed to the $7.95 shipping charges. I didn't get any of that information.
Yes, ma'am. That was located in the terms and conditions. I know sometimes you have to click see more or something like that to read them and to see it. But yes, ma'am, that's where it was located at.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Yes,
Because, you know, a
ma'am.
lot of people don't assume that they're going to be sneaking something like that in terms of agreement. So, should I return this camera or what should I do?
Oh, no, ma'am. You paid the shipping and handling. You did your part in terms of the camera. Yeah, there's nothing more that you have to do.
Well, how do, so the thing is you I'm distributing at $7.95, so you're not going to get paid for the shipping fee. How do I take care of that?
Well, yes, ma'am. So the warehouse, we can only send out shipments. We can't take anything back in. With your dispute is, I guess it was a free spy cam.
Okay, so I don't need to pay you guys for the shipping. The $7.95 shipping.
Well, actually, like, yes, ma'am, you would, but being that you're disputing the charges on your account, at that point, your bank will contact us, and we will just kind of provide them some of the information that they might ask for. And you would just move forward with your bank. But being that the dispute is already filed, it's nothing more that we can do. Well, outside of canceling the account, of course.
Okay, so you can just wait until you hear from my bank.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. So, okay, so when they tried to bill my account, well, they did bill my account for the 49, but my with me putting that dispute, my bank did give me a credit. How can I get that taken care of?
Yes, ma'am. So it'll be a dispute of the account itself, not just the $7 charge. So yes, ma'am. So with that dispute at that point, yeah, like I was saying, it's gonna have to go towards either our fraud department or something like that. But yeah, there at this point, we're gonna have to speak with your banking institution about it.
Okay. So, how do you provide me with the terms and agreement that I agree to.
Yes, ma'am. So let me see if I can get a website for you. See what website you went to. This was for the
And
spy
also,
cam.
it don't say anything about the company's name or anything like that.
Okay, here you go. This is the website if you want to take a look at it. It's very easy. It's called Ultimate Low Prices. UltimateLowPrices.com. That's the name of that
Wait a minute.
website.
Alternate.
Lowprices.com.
Is that all in the terms and agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but what I'm saying, can you send me a copy of that term and agreement at the time when when I agree to this, Kim?
Oh, no, ma'am. I personally can't send out emails, but I can put in for an email to be sent out to you. I can do that if you would like me to.
Okay, so with the term and agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah, sure thing. Give me one second. I have that sent in for you. Give me one moment.
And in that term agreement, do it specify the company's name?
Yes, ma'am, it should. Well, at that point, it does all terms that can, because that's a legal binding contract, so it would have to have the company's name involved. So yes, ma'am, it does. Ms. Howard, okay, got that. And if you want to just verify your wait, let me get this first. If you want to just verify your email for me, make sure we have the right one or one that you.
It's Howard Josephine 77 at yahoo.com.
Yep, that's what we have. Great deal. Give me one second. Put that there as well. All right, and the ID. Okay, put that there. All right, and
So what do they bill $49 and something for? What am I getting for, you know, what are you providing people with for $49?
Yes, ma'am. So that would be your membership fee for the online store to get that 50 to 75 off different various items and the $125 gift card. And I have that sent off for you so you can get an email. I just sent that off for you. Okay. So you'll be seeing that within 24, maybe 48 hours.
Okay, so with the membership fee, you automatically get a $125 gift card
Yes, ma'am.
every month.
Every month, let me make sure. Well, yes, ma'am, that is a monthly subscription, so yes.
So why didn't I receive the $125 gift card?
So you should have received the email because it's an online store, so the card is virtual as well. It'll be a code that you will put in once you place the order so that you can use the $125 gift card. So it's not a physical card that you would like get in the mail or anything like that. But you should have gotten an email. I don't know if it might have went to your spam. I'm not sure. But you should have got an email, and that email has a link to the store and also the code for you to use the $125 gift card.
Okay. Can you tell them in the email not only to send me the term and agreement, but the when they sent me an email concerning the subscription?
Yes.
And giving me information about, you know, the discount and all that.
Okay. Yeah, give me one second. I'll put that in there as well.
Do they give you a time to cancel your agreement before they charge?
Yes, ma'am, it'd be 48 hours.
No, 48 hours.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they really snuck that in.
And ID. All right, and you said that you would like a email outlining when you were sent the first email, correct?
Yeah, from the company. Saying that I have agreed to the monthly billing and everything else that was involved in that.
Okay. All right. I have that in for you as well. All right. I have that in for you as well.
Okay, so they're going to be sending me the customer care department send me an email
Yes,
with
ma'am.
this information.
Within
Okay.
24 to 48 hours.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, bye-bye.